Hello and welcome to the 17th Manx Footy Pod of the season. For this week's first podcast of 2018, myself and Dave.
Hi everyone.
Are joined by Rushing United duo Steve Burns and Grant Dawson. Happy New Year, lads. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back. You've both obviously been previous guests, you know, back by dope demand and all that. Grant, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. That's the period out of the way.
Do you want to talk about what you're drinking out of at the moment?
I'm drinking out of the Ireland's leading football agent's mug.
Yeah,
Agent Rashid.
Yeah, I was going to say, not Peter Kinnish's. No. It's Agent Rashid.
I'm actually wrapping my lips around Agent Rashid's cranium.
Cranium. Nice use of the word cranium.
You're holding on to that cup very, very tightly.
I am, yeah. I don't want to drop it. It's quite special.
Well, you are known for dropping things, aren't you? So.
Get that out of the way, early doors, eh?
Steve, welcome along. Thanks for coming back in.
No problem at all. Happy New Year, boys.
And to you. We'll kick off with the biscuits. Now, Dave, you were sent to the garage precisely 30 minutes ago. You came out with some Jaffa Cakes.
And Dorsey's, you've already opened up a can of worms with us, haven't you?
Yeah, questioned Jaffa Cakes, biscuit or cake.
I'm going to go biscuit, Dave.
Well, I think it's a biscuit, but the big revelation here is that, Andy, you do not like them.
I don't like Jaffa Cakes. I'm going to try one now, see if I've got over it. Grant, do you want one?
I'm okay for the moment, thanks.
Steve?
No thanks.
It's just me.
They're all yours, yeah.
Flipping heck.
That's your Christmas
that's
present.
That's a pound of the budget gone on this.
It's alright, they were actually reduced to 79p in the garage across the road.
Oh, they're very orangey.
As you'd expect.
Ooh, I don't like them. These are going around the rest of the office. They don't think we're being very generous, aren't they?
Well, we usually are, aren't we?
So. Mm. Right, aside from biscuits, we've got you in to discuss this Saturday's preliminary round of the French Provident International FA Cup, including a tasty Old Firm derby between yourselves and Peel at Douglas Road. Now, it's one apiece, isn't it? Dave, you went to one, I've been to one.
Yeah, I was at the one last month, and, you know, I've said it before on the podcast, but it was a close game, could have gone either way. I think your boys were quite unlucky to lose that one, to be honest.
Yeah, it was probably the complete opposite to the opening game of the season, where we didn't play very well, and we came away with the win. Yeah. Yeah, we probably got our comeuppance a little bit, but it was a fantastic game. Two very equal sides, going to be a humdinger tomorrow.
I think so, yeah. I think everyone will be heading west, all the neutrals.
And we're sending our best man there, Hattie.
Paul Hatton will be there, so all your clangers will be recorded on tape if you're playing, Grant. So we'll get a few quid off you being framed in that respect.
£250.
Yeah, it hasn't got, you know what, it's never changed that. So back in the day, that was a lot of money, wasn't it? So 250 quid still, is a lot of money.
Yeah, this will get you a few points.
Yeah, there you go. But I suppose we should talk about this, Grant. You, the comeback kid, this is the most discussed comeback since Elvis, I think. What made you want to pick up the gloves again?
I don't know, really. I think I've just started to miss it, coming into the festive period, to be honest. And I went down to watch Geordie's against Laxey, and there was Steve Jonesy and big Liam Doyle on the sidelines, and as I wandered up, Doyle had just said to me, "Oh, we've just been discussing you, Dorsey, whether you come out of retirement or not," and then the seed was planted. Slept on it for 48 hours, and then I text Burnsy and said, "If you're interested, I'll sign."
Fair enough.
Well, that was it.
Well, there was rumours earlier in the season of a big money move to Youthy, but I take it that fell through last
Fell
minute.
Through, yeah. Agent Rashid just didn't do...
Didn't quite get over the line.
He didn't. He let me down in a couple of areas, to be honest.
Well, that's fair.
Mainly about Martin Murphy. You know, I wanted him to clean my boots on a Saturday, but he...
He's a goal scoring sensation these days. He wouldn't do it.
So that fell through, unfortunately. And then, you know, sat back, I was biding my time. And then Russian came calling.
Well, Youthy's lost, Russian's gain, as they say. Whoa! What happened there?
Oh dear. Podcast towers has fallen down.
Yeah, we'll have a look at that. If there's any... I think we'll have to get health and safety in to do a bit of a remit of this place.
Well, since you stepped down as health and safety executive, it's been
a dark day. So, back to you, Grant. Now that the room's stopped falling apart. When was the last time you played? Is it a couple of seasons now? Or?
Yeah, it was about 18 months ago. I looked back, actually, at my last game, and I was called out of retirement to play against Youthy, up at Youthy. Okay. And I think I don't think I know. We won 8-0 that day, and I think I touched the ball four times. And all of that was just rolling it out to Jack McVeigh and Sean Quay. So I can't exactly say that was a comeback, really.
But wasn't it the combi game you played up front? Was that before or after that?
Yeah, that was before that. Yes, I've had a couple of games up front for the Stiffs.
Yeah.
Scored a couple of goals. So
just underlining your versatility in front of the coach.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, they said the team. Can I just check, when you play up front, were you actually, did you score for the team or were they own goals?
I know I scored.
Because you have got previous of playing out before and kicking in the wrong direction.
Well, I have, yeah, I've got that. I was only in training though. But no,
what probably happened is you went up for a corner to try and catch it and just missed it.
Okay, I think I can remember. I gave St. Mary's pairing, centre backs pairing, an absolute a horrid time. I think we drew 5-5. I got a 5th.
5-5.
Yeah.
That's
typical combi game.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that would have been headline and combi corner that week.
Well, actually, there was a 5-5 last weekend, so we'll talk about that later.
But it's the league's to watch, isn't it, Dave?
It is. So, obviously, you've been keeping fit over the last couple of years, haven't you?
I was just saying to Burnsy just before we come in, I'm absolutely knackered from training last night. Just like the difference in basically putting your trainers on and going out for a run and, plodding around for 15, 20 miles against diving around an AstroTurf trying to get, hit the deck, get back up, get the next ball. It's like, I don't think I really appreciated how difficult it was.
Not to mention the New Year's Fell run though, that probably took it out of you a little bit as well.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
But you beat Dicko though, didn't you?
I did, and that, to be fair, that was a funny sight, Dicko coming through that water and,
Was it a Newcastle onesie or something?
Yeah.
The morph suit or something.
And then there was Frank.
That's his stag do.
There was Frank, Liam, and
Sean
Quay as well, and Holly and Holly as well. But Frank did really well. Like, I've had a few people come up to me and say they've never seen someone dressed as a portable twister, getting a twister, sprinting down a hill as fast as he did. And considering both him and, well, actually they were all just wearing road shoes, and I was wearing proper fell shoes, and I was slipping and sliding everywhere. Yeah. But there was a few good pictures of Doyle on his backside, floating around.
Right. And what were you dressed as?
Willy Wonka.
I thought it was Beetlejuice.
No, well, whatever you want to be, I don't mind.
Right, so you've already touched on the training. It has been quite tough getting back into it then, has it? Feeling it a bit today?
I'm 34 years old now. And
young.
It's tough.
Still young.
Yeah, it's tough. As I say, I'm just aching everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. So I'm looking forward to the next session with Pablo.
Right.
To see how much he absolutely beasts me.
So Steve, what do you think Grant will bring to the team? Obviously, welcome him back into the fold. As he obviously brings quite a bit of experience to the team, doesn't he?
Yeah, and what's noticeable, I mean, he only signed last Saturday. He was straight to training last Saturday afternoon. So within an hour, he's down at Croyt Lowy again. And it was like he'd never been away. One of the great attributes that Grant's got is his enthusiasm.
Yeah.
When he's up for it and he's training hard, and when obviously worked with him for 2 years at Russian and then with the Isle of Man as well, he's a prodigious trainer. Works so hard, so he's going to set the standards high for preparation. He's a long way, by his own admission, hope you don't mind me saying this, Grant, a long way from playing at the minute. Mm. But the aim is, at some point he wants to play, because he's not doing this just to get fit and just to run it and jump around in the goal. He wants to come and play for Russian United again, and maybe even the Isle of Man.
Obviously, having that competition for places in the team with Kearns is a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, we're lucky. We were joking last night, and Grant's already a bit narked that he's third choice goalkeeper. Because we've got, obviously, Dean has been our first choice for the last 2-3 seasons, and Tom Strivens has been back this year. Tom was first team goalkeeper before he had a horrendous knee injury. But he's played every game this year in the combination team, and he's doing very, very well. So we're very lucky at the minute. We've got three good goalkeepers.
And you've still got to wait here for you to qualify for the Masters yet, Grant, so you could be twiddling your thumbs for a while yet.
Well, I could well be, yeah. We might have to drop that age limit, have a word with Matthew.
He could always play as a striker in the combi. So.
Could do. I heard Moody's getting on a bit now, anyway.
He's been getting on for years.
I have to ask you, are you worried that Grant's baking commitments might interfere with his football? Because I don't know if anyone else has seen this. I spent a lot of time over the festive period watching a tremendously made Vimeo, which is what the kids use as well as YouTube these days, of Grant being a master baker. Do you want to take up the story, Grant, or do you want me just to continue?
You can just, continue.
Okay, well, I clicked onto this link, because I think you retweeted it, didn't you?
Several times.
Yeah.
To Paul Hollywood, Northfielding.
And you should always know not to click on Dorsey's tweet.
Not safe for but, there was Grant in a lovely Christmas jumper.
Yep.
In a marquee, which looked very much like the Bake Off tent, I have to say. Surrounded by people with various wigs and... fake facial hair to look like the presenters of the Bake Off, with looked like a gingerbread house.
Yeah. So we were tasked with, it was all to do for first names Christmas videos. So they do a video every year, And this year they got some of the staff involved. And I was lucky enough to get picked. So we were whisked away to London to stay in.
I like that, yeah.
To stay in what I can only say was 5-star accommodation in Wimbledon.
Wow.
Premier Inn.
Wow.
And then, yeah, so we didn't know one knew what we were doing, and we turned up and made a gingerbread house.
It so did look very good, I have to say.
It was. Ours was the best by far.
Well, it had 55 likes on Facebook.
So that's the unofficial vote.
Yeah.
Like Paul Hollywood, I got the Paul Hollywood handshake, and we, myself and Stacey, who's a fellow colleague based in Jersey, actually won it.
So we actually
got to eat it. So
wow.
It was even better.
So what else did you get? Did you go into the Champions League of bacon?
I got a wooden spoon.
Oh. I thought you'd get me like get that be last, wouldn't you?
Well, you would. But, yeah. So could we expect some nice treats at half time at Croydon?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You've suddenly stumbled across the real reason he's back.
They're a bit short in the kitchen.
So pasty and then one of Grant's bakery.
To accompany the good cups of tea that you do have. That
yeah, yeah. I must say actually, Dave, you've made a good cuppa here. To be honest. Hell.
His first one. People usually leave it, don't they?
That's it. Yeah. I think.
I've enjoyed this one.
Oh, that's good. Right, so we're supposed to speak about
football.
Football. Steve, how do you think the season's gone so far? You know, are you where you think you should be? I know it's a bit of a false position at the moment because you played about 4 games less than everyone
it's
else.
It's been very frustrating because it's been stop, start. We've only played 9 games. I think old boys are in the same boat. Geordie's may have played 1 game.
I think they've got 10, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been frustrating because we played the first 3 games back-to-back, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Mm.
So in the last 4.5 months, we've actually only played 6 matches since so to get any kind of momentum going is we did so well after losing to Peel to come back and beat St George's and then to lose to a decent St John's side who've done really really well. They give Geordie's a good game the week before they played us 2 weeks before they played us we're still in there with a shout, but I think we'd like to be in a slightly better position than what we are. I think after the St George's game, we had a real shout. It was kind of in our hands. Now it's not so much, but there's still a long way to go.
Yeah. Massive. It makes it interesting for us guys watching on from the sidelines, but it is really open, as you suggest. And I think the Railway Cup is still obviously all up for play because we haven't played any of those rearranged fixtures yet, have we? I think the first one of them has been playing on Saturday, and that's a relegation battle, really. But that's still up for grabs, isn't it, as well?
Everything's up for grabs. Obviously, the FA Cup starts tomorrow. Mm. Still in with a good shout, the Railway Cup, and then you got the Hospital Cup. So there's loads to play for, and it's there's going to be lots of football come March, April time. That's for sure.
That's when you'll need a squad.
They'll also be back then.
The Wednesday goalkeeper.
I mean, you talk about momentum, and it has been tricky beating Geordie's and then losing to St John's. But that result against Geordie's, it made everyone take notice, and it really sort of announced you guys like in the title race. And it just shows you can beat anyone on your day. So you can take that confidence into the rest of the season, surely.
Yeah, you'd like to think so, but we've also proved then that we can also lose games. And this, I've been on here before and I've spoken about this, and I say this to players all the time, he'll tell you, I keep banging on about this. It's all in the head, it's all about confidence, it's all about believing in yourself.
Yeah.
We've got a fantastic squad of players. This is a better squad of players than when I was at Russian previously, when we won everything bar the Hospital Cup. Mm. Won 3 trophies, and it was, don't get me wrong, that was a very decent team, but I think quality wise this is a much better squad, so we should be challenging. We'd be disappointed if we're not challenging for things. My expectation at the start of the year, and this is different to saying we're going to win it, my expectation was we would win the league. And in many ways I still expect us to do it, but whether we can and whether we will is a two totally different things.
An Old Firm match is always a big game, isn't it? But how big do you think tomorrow's match is?
Well, as you say, it's always a big game. But when it's a cup match, Dorsey will tell you about playing in 2 Railway Cup finals against them, then having a wrestling match in one of them. So
you
and Kez, that's how big it is.
You and Kez.
I don't think it's really a fair fight, was it? I just got dropped. I got sent off for taking part in it. But no, I just moving on to Burnsy's point about the squad. I was chatting to him last night. I think like you've still got the core of the squad when I was there. So your Aaron Hawley's, Jack Saxon's, Pugh Ryden, Josh Kelly, and then the quality that's come in to kind of fill around that is probably better than what we had when I was part of the squad that won the league that year. And that's no disrespect to the players that won the league, because they were very good players, but the youngsters that have come in, say, like Al Maitland, Mike Williams, etc. Like, they've impressed me no end in training and their work ethic, and you know.
And we've had a good quality as well with Liam joining us 2 years ago, and then Josh Thomas has joined this year. Mm-hmm. Craig Murphy. You know, our combi side would probably hold its own in the first division.
I was just going to mention that, because yeah. Ditch has got them flying, hasn't he?
They've had a little bit of a blip as well recently.
To winning ways last week, though.
Yeah.
But if you look at the goal scorers, like Tommy scored a hat-trick last week. You know, Jamie Johnston's been scoring regularly.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you talk about the squad, but like Jamie Johnston and Matt Cain have been unsung heroes in that squad. I mean, they don't really get talked about that often, but they're great players and they really have a lot of balance.
Jamie's been really unlucky.
Because
he got injured in the prelim of the Hospital Cup against Pulley last year, and then he came back and he got himself into the team against Peel and did ever so well for his, you know, he played about two, maybe three combi games prior to that, but to go into a massive match that, and he played 80 minutes and did very well, but then he had to go away with work, and then subsequently he's been sick, so he still only played 80 minutes for the first team this year.
He's been in good form for the combi, which means, you know, you'd like to think he can just slot straight back into the first team.
Well, we hope so. And, you know, as you say, Matty Cain's been, and against the first game against Peel last month, he was our best player. I thought he really kicked on. Because I don't think we'd seen quite the best of him this season. And I've told him this, so he won't mind me saying this. But against Peel last month, he was spot on, I thought. And hopefully he'll find that form tomorrow, if selected, because Jones has got a real problem, I think, tomorrow. It's a nice problem, because apart from Liam, we've got everybody to pick from, and that's the first time that's happened all season. So,
and how's Liam doing?
He's on the mend. Yeah, he trained on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So probably just a week too early.
Right.
But the boys have coped well without him.
Yeah. So you can bring him back in and give him a good second half of the season run, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just talk about Peel briefly. They're top of the current form table at the moment. They're a solid team again now. I think Lee Gale's getting back to his best. Daniel Bell impressed me last time I watched them. Sean Kelly's banging goals in.
Yeah.
Tom and Dom look strong at the back. You know, it's a formidable time to be playing them, almost, isn't it, as well, Steve?
Yeah, as we said before, it's going to be a humdinger. I mean, they're a good side. We've had two close games with them this year. And they're right up there again. And they've done ever so well, because they've lost some big players. Obviously, Josh has come back to us. Josh Kelly's come back to us.
Ash has
gone to Australia. So they've done really, really well. Falk is superb. Yeah, his enthusiasm, I think, rubs off on the players. And they're back up there challenging. And like us, they're in the mix for everything.
Yeah. Right, and I suppose we better crack on with our Twitter questions, Dave. You know, we're flipping loads.
We have had quite a lot. Some we can't publish us. First one's fairly straightforward, though. Another podcast favourite, someone you know well, Paul Jones.
Who?
Benzie, what do you think you're doing going somewhere without him?
The Paul Jones. Ah, bless him. I can just reassure Jonesy that I've not left the band. I'm just going off and exploring other creative avenues and what have you.
You need a break from each other in that occasion.
Rory Poole, Grant, is it true that you once ran to the top of Snaefell and only your boxes and ate a bowl of Cheerios?
Yeah, bang on true this. Yeah.
Would you like to
elaborate?
No, it's not really. Unfortunately not. I wasn't eating Cheerios, I was eating another well-known breakfast cereal.
Oh, right.
We'll just leave it as that.
Oh, fair enough. Right, okay.
Fair enough. Right, so Joey Andrews asked,
intriguing.
Nothing more to say about that. Grant, who would you prefer to be stuck in a lift with? The guy who stuffs the turkey of Scary Movie or Shooter McGavin of Happy Gilmore?
I actually had to Google the guy stuffing the turkey of Scary Movie.
Yeah.
And I'm still all hands down Shooter McGavin. Yeah.
Top man, Shooter McGavin. Matty Quirk, Grant, what goalkeeping style would you prefer to have? Rennie Hegita's or Oliver Kahn's?
So again, I had to Google this as well.
Do you know these two are the two of the best?
Well, I know who they are, but you know, there's like, do they have textbook styles? I only know Rennie Hegita from his Scorpion King.
Yeah, don't try that, good door. Please don't try that. Not
he's a bit of a joke goalkeeper, so that was like, well, am I? Maybe.
Yeah.
But then like Oliver Kahn, you know, all serious. Good, and he was like used to scare strikers. Now I don't think I've ever scared any striker before in my life, as we know, Kez like body slamming.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm probably a mix between the two, to be honest.
How old was Oliver Kahn when he finally retired?
No, I think he was quite young, actually. For modern age, I think he was about 34. And I remember, wasn't it, he was, someone threw a golf ball at him once from the crowd and he managed to stop it.
Did he?
Yeah. He was very serious, though. I didn't really like
him. Yeah, he was.
You couldn't warm to him. No. You know, as Steve says, people warm to you. Renny Ikeda, maybe. Well, maybe... See, my favourite South American goalkeeper, but Jorge Campos. Remember, yes. He used to design his own kits.
Exactly. I tried to buy one of those.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You could buy them just after the World Cup in 94.
Right.
Unfortunately, yeah. I went on the website, paid up, and nothing came.
Oh.
So I don't know whether, I don't know whether Campos has sat there shopping on my cash.
There's no Chilavert, though. You know.
Chilavert?
Yeah, we don't want him taking free kicks as well. Yeah. Yeah. And penalties.
I don't know. I'm not bad at penalties.
Steve, what style would you say he had, to a more maybe renowned goalkeeper?
Be kind.
Oh, dear, dear. You caught me on the hop, but that's something I'd have to give a lot of thought to.
Massimo Taibbi?
Well, Taibbi was the one I tried a while ago, but I think he's cut out some of the errors since then. Well, Taibbi was probably a decent keeper. He was just rubbish for United, wasn't he? I think he...
If I was going to make a comeback and I do get in the team, my confidence is absolutely shot, lads. Cheers.
That's Paul. You know, he's been telling us to do a bit of sports psychology. Oh, right. That was on top. He slipped us a DM, as the kids would say. Go on.
Right, question for you, Steve. It's from Les Nickel. What do you think of penalties to settle a match?
Mischievous Les.
Yes. He says, personally, he thinks it's the fairest way.
Yeah, I know he does.
Sure.
I hate penalties. I absolutely detest them as a way for a European Cup final or a World Cup final,
to be settled
on penalty kicks. It's just anathema to me.
It's a horrible way to lose, as they say.
So say the Alman FA are listening now, and we're coming up to rule change season in March. How would you suggest they settle knockout competitions in the future, Steve?
And not
where possible, you can replay.
Okay.
And we don't have to worry about TV coverage and all that on the Alman, obviously. Okay. So that doesn't become a big issue like it does with the World Cup.
Yeah. How many replays would you go for, though? If it was another replay under the draw.
I was once, when I was back at Corinthians back in the day, I think we had four replays in the Cal Cup. This was in the mid-80s. Wow. We finally won it with a Tim Callidine free kick down at Maloo. Mm-hmm. And that went, we started middle, the first game was the middle of May, and we didn't actually get the final replay until after TT.
But I think...
bit of history there.
There it is.
Was that when Ben started tearing his hair out?
Les will remember that game, actually. Yeah.
So replay would be even...
Replay is the best, and then... And I think then you probably got to go to...
Golden goal?
Wasn't a big fan of that.
Silver
goal?
Especially
when the Germans won that European Championship in 96.
What was that? Do you remember that one they did in the MLS when it first started? Where you got the ball?
Oh, yeah, and you had to dribble from the halfway line.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. It's not revolution because it's been thought of before, but reduce the number of players as well.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
So four, take two players off. So you go 8v8, 9v9 or something. There's more space. Mm-hmm.
I
just haven't given one touch.
Yeah. Play rush keeper.
Yeah, rushies.
Yeah. You got the man to do it. Good moment. I think we've got loads of good ideas to take forward to the next
time. I think we do.
I'll get a PowerPoint drawn up.
Yeah. I love a good PowerPoint. Another one for you. Actually, for both of you, from Pete Sutton, he also asked about the penalties, but he also says, for both of you, what's the view on goats as pets?
Yeah, this is very disturbing, but Pete is a very disturbing guy who has an unhealthy obsession with goats, doesn't he, Dawson?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think he needs to think about the bigger picture.
Wasn't your nickname the goat for a while?
It was, when I used to be good at fell running, average at fell running. But I think Pete needs to to sit back and think of the bigger picture, and, you know, has he ever considered a geep as a pet?
What's a geep?
It's a cross between a goat and a sheep.
Is it? Is that actually
a real thing?
It's a real thing. You Google geep. Not now.
Not safe for work.
And are they quite rare?
Not the Dawson household. No.
I know a couple of people that's got goats and geep, and they've always said geep are the better ones.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, there you go.
I'm starting to get worried about you now, Dawson.
That's twice in one podcast you've left us speechless. Well done.
This is why we want him in.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Right. Jordan Watson, question for you, Grant. He says, I've heard about this thing called veganuary.
Yeah.
And I believe that it's something to do with becoming a vegan for a month. My question is, would you rather wear gloves made of chicken breasts or bacon? And why?
I actually had a serious think about this when the question came through after I'd laughed a bit. And I would actually like Bacon as gloves. And the only reason being is Peter Schmeichel was a hero of mine.
Yeah.
And I can still remember him advertising Danish bacon with a little pig under his arm. And it just gets me every time. And I think that's
a very good
deep answer for that. Yeah. Good work.
I haven't heard of this Veganary.
I haven't. I think I need to be put back to bed, to be honest.
You've had too much time away from football, you have, Dawson.
Agent Rashid, of course, our festive guest. He has sent in a couple of questions. He also says, hope you're both enjoying your brew from the limited edition mug. Of course, Grant has finished.
Yeah, finished.
A good one. He says, question for Monty Burns. How warm does your son Ryan like his milk before bedtime?
Well, we've actually tried to wean him off milk now. And we're moving him on to Cadbury's hot chocolate. Yeah, which...
Does that not overly stimulate him before?
Well, if you know Ryan, then you'll know he needs to be stimulated, so...
Fair enough, right? Good answer. For Granite Dawson, is it true Chris Best Jr. loves you as a son more than Nick Bass?
Yeah, it is. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to upset Nick too much. I think this might be breaking news to him, but yeah, it is.
Well, Nick, I'm sorry to break that news to you.
Nick's been in denial about that for years. Don't worry.
Rub it in, Dave. Yeah. Right, that's it for today's Twitter questions. Thanks, as always, for those who sent them in, tweeted them through. Now it's the important part of the weekend. We'll have a look ahead to Saturday's...
We'll be serious for a change.
Saturday's football fixture, starting off with the French Provident International FA Cup prelim round. Half one kickoffs. I should point that out, just in case people turn up at 2, you know, miss the first half hour of the games. We've touched on it briefly, but we'll talk about it a bit more now. Peel Russian, the game of the day, the game of the round, isn't it, Dave?
Absolutely. And how's the team looking? I know you can't obviously tell us, but is it looking in good shape?
The only league missing, isn't it?
As I said before, it's the first time Paul's had everyone picked on, apart from one player, and that's Liam.
But they're training well, at all?
Yeah, train's been, luckily, been able to train twice this week, and we had them in last Saturday because the game with Douglas Athletic got called off, so... all we're lacking is games, but so is everyone else. So
it's quite interesting. If this game was going to be televised today by the BBC, Grant would probably be the man we'd have in on the pundit seat, wouldn't it? Because obviously he played for both clubs, we'd have insight into.
Yeah, definitely. But I think it's. I'm looking forward. I'm going down there myself, and I'm looking forward to it. I think, as I say, watching Russian train over the last week it's really impressed me. And you know, Peel by their age, we mentioned some of the players like Gaila Bella, P. Kelly, etc. They've got a good core. I think personally, Gail's changed Peel quite significantly now he's back. Mm. I watched him against Geordies earlier on in the season, and you know he just tormented Geordies, and I know Geordies won quite comfortably in the end. But his passion, his drive. I think if you take Gail out of that team, you get a totally different Peel team. Similar to like when you take Bassey Jr. out of Geordies, it's a totally different dynamic. So if Russian can keep Gail quiet and keep a couple of the others just under control, I think it's Russians there for the taking, to be honest. And I know that's a little bit biased, but...
I think it's funny, Gail has obviously had a year out doing his bikes, his pedalling, but I think maybe it's just me, I think it's taken him time to get back up to the level he was at.
He has, but he's at a good level now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He really is flying.
We're not going to reveal something. I thought was that what you were hinting at there, Dave?
I wasn't saying anything, don't worry.
Right, okay, but so they are playing well at the moment. But I think, what do you think, Dave? I can't call this one.
I can't. I having watched this game last month, you know, Russian, you should have won that game. It was a sucker punch, Lee Gale's last minute goal. If you perform like that again, then there's no reason why you won't win it. But as you say, with Gale in good form, home advantage may just play part. I don't know. This one will go the distance, I think, to be honest.
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
Penalties.
He's going to go
penalties. Yeah. Just to hack you off, Steve.
Les and Pete will be there on the sidelines just to rub it in for you.
So. You might have to switch the car lights, headlights on if it goes to penalties, so maybe a bit dark for that. Onca versus St George's. The game shifted to Colby because the Nivison's under about 3 inches of mud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably still recovering from the snow a couple of weeks ago.
A game that's got a bit of an extra element to it, though.
It has. There's going to be a special presentation in a minute. Is it pause. Before kickoff in memory of Hardy Ringham. Obviously, Julian and Tristan both involved in their respective clubs. I think there's going to be special kits for Onken as well.
Yeah, Kubas Callow have donated a special Hardy Ringham kit for Onken to wear for this match.
Yeah, it's just fantastic from them. So, you know, it's going to be quite a poignant day. It's a shame it's not taking place at the Nivison, but you know, it's good of Colby, obviously, to let them do it there. As for the actual football itself, we can't really look past Geordie's getting a win, but Onken are in decent form, so...
I think it was 8-0 when you watched it last time. Was it 2 seasons ago they played in the Cup?
A couple of seasons ago, but the one before that was only 4-0, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it's... I think, as you say, Onken have been sort of ticking off nicely in Division 2 this season, but Geordie's... Every game now they have to sort of prove a point, really, haven't they? They're still sort of creaking slightly. We watched them against Laxey, Grant. They weren't at their best at the first 45, and it was only really because Laxey sort of faded a bit in the second 45.
Yeah, I think it all comes down to fitness, and that's a big thing that, you know, Geordie's have always worked on. You know, when I was there, you know, hitting the gaswork steps, you know, doing various like running drills around the pitch, and, you know, the players moan about it, but they're dedicated to it. They get it. They understand why, and it shows coming into like the last 15, 20 minutes of a game. You know, the likes of Frank, Pekka, etc. They're all still doing, as you say, when other players are kind of just, you know, they're switching off a little bit mentally because they're tired. But yeah, it's a funny one. There's a lot of players I didn't recognise.
A lot of the kids played against Laxey in that
game. Yeah, yeah. To be fair, Laxey had a young side as well. But it was, I think, yeah, there's a few players on the wrong side of 30 now because they're all about my age and, you know, it's with different priorities and things like that. So... I think the tide might be turning for the Geordies. But I can't see anything but a Geordies win, to be honest. I was actually speaking to Rob Slinger just before New Year, and I know he's looking forward to the game. The Onken goalkeeper.
Former podcast guest.
It's Steve, you I think all signs point to a Geordies win, don't they?
Yeah, you'd think so, but it's you just never know.
You know, the magic of the cup, isn't
it? On any given day.
Any given day. There'll be magic ahoy at Billy Goat Park as Foxdale will take on Bradton. This is a game I think the home side might even start as favourites.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, it could be a Division 2 upset on the cards here. Bradton are a bit out of sorts at the moment. Yeah. They've had a tough run. Obviously, they had a fantastic start to the season, but it's been a tough one. I saw them play against Colby a couple of weeks ago. Bradton had loads of chances, couldn't take any of them, ended up losing 3-1. The plus for them is Andy Glover's playing for them now. A bit of a surprise inclusion in that squad.
Back again. More comebacks than Dorsey, isn't it?
So, you know, if he can, if he's fit and firing, then, you know, he could be just what they need to stay above relegation. But in terms of this game, could go either way, but I think Foxdale might just nick this one.
I'm looking out the window now and it looks lovely. A pristine December day. But we have had a lot of rain this week. You know, it is generous. Well done, Steve. Yeah, thanks for that. It's like, wait, did you see that on my gaff on Saturday? I tweeted about the last game of 2018.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Tim Glover was on that like a hot cake. Foxdale, Brandon, I'm looking out the window. It has rained a lot this week. I think Billy Goat is probably... Could be even iffy now, because even though I think we think the forecast is not dry now between now and the tomorrow afternoon, but it could still be a bit iffy, this one.
Yeah, it could. So, I wouldn't really be surprised if this one was called off, but it'd be a shame if it was.
Have you played Bradton this season?
They did very well against them. They were very well organised. We actually found it tough to break them down.
You played them at Vic Road, didn't you?
Yeah, and we beat them 3-0, but we had to rely on 2 penalties. Mm. They were quite resilient.
They look good when I saw them earlier this season. Yeah. I think it's just...
I've been surprised how they've seemed to have dropped off a little bit the last couple of weeks.
I think Stewie Pacey's a big miss for them. He's not been playing the last few weeks. Joey Andrews has been in and out. I think he's been away and stuff like that. So, again, he's a big player for them, isn't he?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the Premier League, you get one heavy defeat and it kind of knocks your confidence, doesn't it? So, but if they can get a win here, that could just be what they need going forward.
I suppose that mental bounce-back ability, as Ian Dowie would say, is something you don't have to worry about when you're winning most games in Division 2, isn't it?
Exactly.
I'm predicting a Foxdale win, probably much to Will Smith's jargon.
I think so too, yeah.
Grant?
I'm going Bradton. Bradton. Just because I like Joey Andrews.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Well, exactly, he's a likeable guy.
Yeah, I would go with Bradton on that.
Okay, it's a bit of a split.
Yeah, yeah.
Around St Mary's, the game I'm going to. Again, a whiff of upset in the nostrils around this one. But then St Mary's got a decent win over St John's on Saturday.
That was a really good result for them. The thing is, you just never know which St Mary's side is going to turn up. You know, they could lose to Colby 1 week and then get a good result again the next. So they will start as favourites. But Moran, though, they're doing okay. They're still a bit inconsistent themselves. But they'll see this as a good chance to, if the pitch is holding up.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. It's going to be a tight, boggy pitch, which, you know, they always say is a leveller, isn't it, on the day. St Mary's, if you did it on paper, you'd say probably Edges. But Morad have got a good young team. You know, Keir and Dave have done a good job down there. And like Stewie Morris, you know, if he's got his shooting boots on, he can trouble the best, can't he?
That's it. It could cause a few upsets here, but it'll be a tough game. I still see St Mary's getting the win here, though.
Lad, Steve, do you think?
I was impressed with St Mary's last week, especially second half. Mm. I met Steve Priestnell, I thought, was amazing last week.
Right.
And his second goal, a left foot volley, was to die for. Yeah. And his movement still is as good as it ever was. He's like, he never ages. And I thought, I was really impressed with him second half. Mm. It was quite even in the first half, I thought.
Yeah.
If actually St John's might have edged it possession wise, but
they scored very early and then
right on
after. And then scored the second and then killed the game in a way. But then Priestnell got the next two in quick fashion, and then suddenly St John's were back in it with two quick goals. So it was
an entertaining game.
Yeah.
But I would have to go with Mary's on this. If Stido's in that sort of form, he's more or less unplayable.
Yeah.
It was his birthday yesterday as well, so many happy returns to him.
Grant, are you going to go for St Mary's winning this one?
Yeah. I can't see past St Mary's. I think Al Harrison's come in as manager now, hasn't he? And he's taken to it like a duck to water. He's turned them around, so I've got to go with St Mary's on that one.
I thought Tommy Johnson looked a good player for them last week, left back. He scored a cracking goal, didn't he?
Yeah. So very good.
He's one to watch out for. Sports fans, if you're down in Crosby on Saturday, of course, we're in Monkey Brains territory as well, aren't we?
Oh dear, that could play a part.
Can you imagine if they win?
I just hope St Mary's don't go to the Crosby before the match. Game over.
The game you're going to, Dave, a sudden derby, which has got kickoff written all over it.
I'm looking forward to this, although I do doubt it'll go ahead. Hattie was down at the Malou game last week, and the pitch cut up something rotten.
Looks only fit for Spuds at the moment.
Yeah, so I'd be amazed if this game does go ahead. But if it does, I think in the league fixture early on in the season, Castletown edged this 4-3. Mm. There was a couple of sendings off. Always a feisty game, this. I wouldn't be surprised if more of the same. Malura in decent form, but Castletown are flying, so I would expect them to just about edge us.
A few shots fired on social media already this week. So yes, this could be. I'd take your blue UN helmet and your flak jacket.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be
ready to make
a
quick escape.
Castletown, you know, sleeping giant Max football. Steve, you know, could you see them? They should be favourites for this tie, shouldn't they?
I'm not so sure. As Dave said, it was a close run thing last time, and I worked with Richard Foden, so I really don't want to be back in
the draw master
that
himself.
He plays for. Yeah, he's already in our bad books. So,
Grant?
Malou.
Malou?
Just plain and simple.
Because you like the name.
Yeah.
Good like an AC blanket.
That purple roof house as you come in.
That's nice, yeah, it's a nice touch.
But also, Malou are less rivals than Castletown, I guess, aren't they?
Yeah.
Douglas Athletic versus Douglas High School Old Boys, the All Premier League affair at Springfield Road. I don't know why I said that really slowly, but there you go. This one was clearly played each other a couple of weeks ago in the league, which was
2-1, I think.
2-1 Douglas Boys, but I believe there was a bit of a controversial refereeing decision involving a handball.
I believe so.
The penalty. I don't know, this one should be close as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen what Dafka have put on Facebook, and they are confident. I think they've got a fairly strong squad for this one. And they were obviously aggrieved with that result, so they'll be fired up for this one. Old Boys are a good side, and you know the Stewart brothers have returned in recent weeks, so it remains to be seen whether they're in the squad. But I think they've got the edge in this one, for me.
Now, you've played both of these, Steve.
Oh, it's going to be a close one, this one, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Called penalties again.
Penalties?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I think also something else I saw on social media, Conor Dowell's going to be missing for that.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's got to work, so he's a big loss for him.
Yeah, he does tend to give him that outlet up top alongside Martin Cowan and Mikey Callister. He will be a big loss. Grant, have you seen...
I'm going Dafka.
Dafka?
I've watched neither team, but I'll go with Dafka after extra time.
After extra time? Yeah. Indeed.
Pudgy won't have his shooting boots on for Old Boys, I don't think.
You guys said you've trained twice this week already. Is it hard to get the players back in after Christmas? You know, after they've had a couple of weeks off.
No. And even last week with the combination playing, and we trained before they went on.
Right.
We had the full first team squad minus one player, I think.
Wow.
So they're all been dying to get going again. So not been an issue really.
Good, good. Division 2, a clash at Gary Moore, Unimills versus Pulley. I would suggest, I think it's the third time they've met already this season.
Yeah, I think Pulley have won both. But you mentioned it before about a leveller. I think the conditions might be a bit of a leveller up there. You never know how windy it's going to be at Gary Moore.
Looking out the window, it looks a lovely day.
It's a lovely day. But Pulley will start as favourites. You know, they are firing. They are battling for promotion at the top of Div 2. Mills have been a bit inconsistent, but on their day they can get a really good result. And if they've got a really talented squad there, so
I think Luke Booth.
Yeah,
he's the man to watch, isn't he?
This one could go either way. I wouldn't be surprised if this one went to extra time, to be honest. But I still think Pulley will edge it.
Steve, have you seen much of the Los Galacticos of Paul Rose in Division 2?
Only in when we played them in the prelim in the Hospital Cup. They impressed me, actually. Mm. They're well coached, they've got some good players, and obviously they've added Steve Glover and Mark Priestnall this term. So I would have to go with them on what I know, because don't know too much about Union Mills this season. I think they've lost some players who were in the first division last year, including the magnificent Duna.
Yes, and the talk about
him goes back to goalkeepers.
Yeah, Grant.
I think I'm going Paul Rose. And they scored something like 5 goals per game average or something.
Something like that. Ridiculous.
Yeah, their attack is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. They are very much will score one more than you. School of thought
in the Liverpool mold. Yeah, can't defend.
I wouldn't go that far. They've got some decent.
They've got good defense.
I'd say Owen Quayle is probably better than Dejan Lovren.
Oh, without doubt. Yeah.
Is it Dejan?
Dejan. What do you reckon that he's worth about $25 million then for the Pulley?
Owen. Oh, easy. Yeah. $25 million in a bag of water.
Well, Van Dijk's $75 million. So there you go.
Yeah, you get 3 Owen Quayles for a Van Dijk. Jim's Michael, another Division 2 clash. Jim's, again, another pitch will probably be under scrutiny as we look out the window, and it's still lovely. But yes, again, they've struggled with getting the games on. I think last week I saw a tweet with a man with a welly on, so that must be it's always a good indication of pitch standing.
Yeah, again, this is going to be a close one. Jim's are in the table. Jim's are slightly ahead of Michael. I think they're 1 place, 2 points ahead. But Michael's only win this season came against Jim's, so they may just fancy their chances of getting another result here. But yeah, as you say, the pitch is going to be a big talking point in this. It won't exactly be conducive to flying football. So
I'm going to nail my colours to the mast and say this one will go to extra time if it indeed is played at all.
And who do you think will get it in extra time?
Because I know Tony's probably listening, I'll go with Jim's.
There you go.
Lads?
Penalties?
Your favourite?
I know nothing about either team other than the fact other than the fact that both of them hate winning games this season by the looks of things.
Jim's have got a lovely kit at the moment. A bit like Argentina.
I'm going with Jim's then. Okay. Just got a kit.
Just for the kit. That's much the way that Dave does most of his predictions. In the paper, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a lovely kit.
It's usually a lottery.
Adidas. Oh, home win.
It's tricky when you don't know they're going to play their home or away kit, though.
This is one of the quirks of Manx football, isn't it? The home team tends to change their kit.
Yeah, it's a strange one.
So they don't have to travel with it then.
Yeah.
St John's, Dulwiston District. Now, we talked about St John's briefly before. They obviously lost to St Mary's in the week. I think on Saturday, sorry, they had a few missing. 4 or 5 of the first team were out. I believe 3 of them were suspended, and that was Andy Chadwick, Ingham. Only two of them were suspended. Johnny Holland's injured, and Nick Long was away. So they still managed to get a good team out.
And they had Alex Holden and Ant Moore playing with them as well.
Whether they're still available.
They're a very hard working team, St John's. They have been since I can remember, to be honest with you. And they did really well against us the other week. But this is a topsy turvy season, as we've seen last week with them. But I still expect them to beat Dulwiston District.
Yeah, it'll be a tough all day for D&D. I mean, we know in Division 2 on their day they can cause the top team some problems, but it's a different kettle of fish, isn't it, when you go up against an informed St John's side, that result aside. So.
I say that, Dave. D&D flipping love a cup run, don't they?
They do. They got the semi finals a couple of years ago, didn't they? Yeah,
they love hosting the big boys down at Earls Park, and I know this one's at Mullaney Club, but they do love a game at Nobles Park, getting the lads up there. So I think, you know, Dave Matheson will have them probably staying in Crosby or somewhere.
The honorary mention to Matheson has to happen every week.
Just, you know, get them acclimatised to the West. I think this won't be as straightforward as we think.
I'm going for a fairly comfortable St John's win. Sorry, Dave.
All right, Grant?
Janners, all the way.
And Steve. Right.
I have to say, Foden's done a pretty good job with this draw, hasn't it? It's quite an entertaining draw, isn't it?
Are they still using Meps' broom as the for the
balls?
Yes,
yeah. Trigger's broom. Yeah.
Trigger's broom.
Yeah.
The thing, again, it's like the Trestle Table of Death, isn't that was broom that we're missing. Has that ever been found?
Don't
a bit like your leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Governor's Athletic.
Dorsey was probably there that night. You went missing, actually.
I was. Sean Crane, Paul Jones. Well, that's all I know.
I've spoken to them at length about this, and they both deny it. Well, I can see Dorsey's trying to piece together the rest of that night.
I am trying to piece together it. No.
I'm hoping it turns up at one of these new EFL runs and one of the boys just wears it.
It might well do.
That was the way it's... Where'd you been? You've been to the home of Vauxhall Motors.
Yeah, Ellesmere Port.
Ellesmere Port.
But that was a good day, that.
Yeah.
Getting drunk in Liverpool Airport on the way back.
Yeah, there's some guy in Ellesmere Port wearing it.
we digress. Anyway, Governors Athletic versus Corinthians is the last of Saturday's prelim ties. A game that will definitely go ahead, you think, at the artificial surface of Benmahaig.
Having said that, the game didn't go ahead there last week, did it? So.
Well, it shows you what I know, didn't it? Not?
No. They had their first team reduced to play, and they just didn't. So, whatever happened there. But anyway.
It's very windy.
It is.
Perhaps it was the worry about wind.
You can't really look past the Corinthians win here in this one, can you? I mean, they're in fine form and good goal scoring Fettle as well, so it'd be a long day at the office for Governors, I think.
Steve, got to be the Whites, isn't it?
Very hard to disagree with David on that one.
Yeah. Grant?
Yep, I'd go the Whites. Even though they are missing Conor Gorman, he's decided to go travelling for 3 weeks with his missus.
3 weeks?
3 weeks in January.
Isn't that just a long holiday?
Well, he told me he's going travelling.
Well, that's a good question. What point does it become travelling rather than holiday?
Right. Well, you have to Thailand.
You have to travel to go on holiday, though, don't you?
Oh, it's good. This is like the cake and the biscuit scenario all over.
Let's open this one up next week.
Yeah, it's a good shout, Grant. We should get you in more often. There's one Premier League game on Saturday, rearranged kind of life Premier League game. It's a biggie as well, isn't it, though?
It is. It's the proverbial 6-pointer, isn't it?
9-pointer, I'd say.
Oof, big.
Ramsey versus Douglas Royal at the Ballacloan Stadium. Now, Royal had a revival and then slipped a bit recently. They got spanked 11-0 a couple of weeks ago, didn't they?
They did. Now, Ramsey desperately needs to get some points to the board. Yeah. They're obviously playing catch-up in terms of games as well. They've played 8 or 9, I think.
They're in that band with Russian and Jordy haven't played many games, haven't they?
These are the games that they'll be expected to get points from. I think home advantage, if it goes ahead, I don't know what Ballacloan's looking like at the moment, but if it goes ahead, I'd expect them to edge this one, but Royal know how important this is to their potential survival. So
Royal impressed me, actually. They've got a lot of young kids there. And considering I was looking at their under-16s team, and 4 or 5 of them are actually in the first team now, and they're only just 16. And they've grown into this league in a way. Now, I know they'll probably be licking their wounds a bit after that 11-0 pumping by Peel, but they'll have to just put that to one side, won't they, Steve? And this is a game that I think they should win against Ramsey side that haven't really got going yet this season.
Yeah, I mean, both teams got some very good young players. I mean, three lads from Royals are obviously in the 18s team, really.
Yeah.
But certainly they were in the last time, and Ramsey got 4 players in the squad and 3 of them start. So it's going to be a big battle between them. But I think that Douglas Royal have got one massive advantage.
Do
it. It depends on their team selection. But if Lewis Coulter plays for Ramsey, then they've really got to fancy their chances of winning the game.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, well, he's got to be careful he doesn't injure any of his charges ahead of obviously the big.
In our 3 week just before Christmas, I watched him up against Corinthians, and the boy had a torrid time.
I'm sure you've reminded him plenty of times.
Grant,
I think you may joke, but I think it'll come down to the performance of Duna. I think there's going to be chances at either end, and I don't know who plays in goals for Ramsey.
Big Jamie O'Neill last time.
Who was it
against Corinthians? It was anyway.
Right. Unless he's egg chasing, no. Ramsey are back playing again. Yeah. Saturday.
But I think if Duna's on form, I think that he'll probably win the game for Royals.
Yeah,
personally.
He was against Braddon. It just shows you what a valuable mid-season signing he's almost been. And even though he did sign in August, he's injured. But just coming in at the right time and.
I know, that's it.
Pushing his team on to better things.
Couple of weeks, finding his feet again, and then getting his opportunity.
Team of the week,
see what happens.
Yeah, there you go.
What a man. So what are you saying? You're gonna?
I'm gonna go Royals. I'm gonna go Royals.
Draw.
I'm gonna go with Royals. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dave.
Ramsey. Yeah. Cool. Stick with it. There you go.
Lewis Qualtra is obviously still on your Christmas card list.
Yeah, he bought me a couple of pints over Christmas, there you go.
Did he?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. Christmas.
Fake news.
Right, that's it for the football fixtures. Now time for my favourite part of the week, Dave Norton's Combi Corner.
Well, come on, there were only two games last week, so it's a bit of a shortened one.
More of a cul-de-sac this week, then.
Yeah, but despite only being two games, there's no shortage of goals. There was 17 scored across the two games.
Of course there was. It's Combi football.
And obviously, we have to start with Russian. You boys are in. But you mentioned Steve before. The boys have had a bit of a wobble lately. But they got back to winning ways, 5-2 at home to Douglas Athletic. Tommy Doherty, you mentioned before, mm-hmm. Andy. He had a good cameo against Geordies, I thought, off the bench. Thought he did well. He got a hat-trick last week. And the evergreen Andy Moody got a goal. And Andrew Hughes as well. So that result puts them 10 points clear, Corinthians and Old Boys, but they have played 4 and 5 games more respectively. So, you know, they're in a comfortable position, and it's always nice to have the points on the board, but mathematically, obviously, the other teams can still catch them. In Combi 2, the only game was Paul Rose versus Governors. There's nothing short of a five-all draw. Owen Canepa had a hat-trick, and Jamie Cowan got a brace for Pulley. No details of the Governors scorers.
Slack. Slack that is, lads.
Plenty of entertainment.
Plenty of entertainment. Is that it?
That's it, mate. Yeah.
Oh.
That's all there is to say.
It sort of fizzled out slightly, didn't it?
That's right.
Is there any comedy games this weekend?
There are some, but I'll leave that everyone to read the paper to find out what they are.
Oh, that's very exciting.
90p in the shop now.
Right, before we go, I suppose we should point out Elland Man are playing, we had the news this week, Elland Man are playing the Yorkshire International Football Association on January 28th, somewhere near Wetherby. I did Google map it, but I couldn't quite work out where it was.
Somewhere in England.
It's the latter's first match, and it will act as a warm-up for the summer's World Football Club, which of course Elland Man are involved with.
Yep.
The draw for that takes place in Northern Cyprus on Sunday, so stay tuned to Kanifa's social media. I'm sure we'll tweet if one of us sees it, won't we?
Yeah, sure we will.
To see who the Manxies land in the competition's group stages. That's very exciting. It's in London next May, June, is it?
Yes.
Cheeky week thing?
We're also expecting Chris Bassini to announce his team for that Yorkshire game on Monday.
Right.
So find out in the Examiner, hopefully, if it's announced.
Who's made it on the plane to Yorkshire?
Do you reckon Dorsey will be getting on the team?
No. No.
No, I've probably burnt my bridges with Bassi Senior now, to be honest.
You heard it here first.
There you go, exclusive.
Right, lads, thanks for coming in. Hope you've enjoyed it and suffered it again for the second time. All the best for Saturday and the rest of the season.
Yes, good luck, lads.
Remember, you can listen to all the Manx Sporty Pods, including Grant's, where we talked about your running career, which is now come to another grinding halt, isn't
well,
it?
Well, no, it's still going.
Oh, we're still doing it?
Yeah, so I've got, so next year, I've got Brighton Marathon.
Oh,
in April.
Next year.
This year.
This year.
Brighton Marathon in April.
Yeah. Have you told the boss?
I have now.
Right.
And then I've got in July, I've got something called Man versus Lakes.
Ooh.
So you.
Is that like fishing? Or?
No. Well, similar. You start in Morecambe. It's another marathon. Start in Morecambe Bay, and then you run
actually
up
in the bay.
Yeah.
A bit of cockle fishing. Yeah. Yeah.
And then run up to the Lake District, where then when you get to Lake District, there's about 20 different water-based obstacles, swinging into lakes and jumping off trees into lakes.
Right.
Sounds like Andy's standard Saturday night.
Yeah. How many miles is that?
26 as a marathon.
So just a marathon?
Yeah.
Is it that close, the Lake District, Malcolm?
Well, it's 26 miles between them.
Wow.
And then, there's a couple of other things in.
In the pipeline.
Early August.
I think we're going to have to review your contract.
Yeah.
So can we expect a scutch of Russian players to be joining you in any of these?
Probably not.
No.
No. Well, there you go.
Yeah, so that's taking the back seat, but I've already signed up to some of those. So.
Well, we can recap on what Grant thought he was going to do over the last 12 months in the podcast.
Get him back in and see if he's actually done any of these.
Yeah, so. Just tick him off. And obviously Steve was in last year with Jonesy, wasn't he? The cannon and ball of Croyt Lowry. You can listen to that one again as well. As well as all the other ones. We've got Agent Rashid, the festive edition. And obviously Liam Doyle's had over 1,000 listens now.
Yes. Dorsey, you're not allowed to take that mug with you, I'm afraid. Sorry.
All right.
Might possibly be some more available later in the year. But.
Yeah, Agent Rashid only did a limited run.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'll have a word with him because I'd like a signed one, to be honest.
Ooh. Yeah.
That'll go for about £2 on eBay.
Yeah, there you go. Right, so remember you can look at all those Manx Footy Pods at audioboom.com/channel/Manx Football, as well as on that, their iTunes, and we're still on TuneIn, aren't we? But I don't know anyone that ever uses that.
No.
And I think we're on Geeta?
You said it.
I don't know. Just look on audio beginnings, probably.
Yeah, it's the easiest way.
Until next week.
Ta-ta for now.